whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk some Eagles football with our next guest. He is, of course, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia Friday night for an Eagles wild card pep rally. Win tickets to this weekend's Eagles game. Of course, that's the Eagles and the Packers. You can win merchandise as well. He is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Getting ready for those postseason game. Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick. So, Nick, congrats on 14-3 in the 2 seed and I know you rested the guys, and I'm just curious, out of the gate, I assume you do, but if you could tell us about the team's frame of mind. I mean, it seems like you guys are in a great spot right now to attack the postseason. How do you feel as the head coach of a team getting ready this time to go after it all, but one game at a time, I know. How do you feel the team is mindset-wise to go after it all?
Yeah, completely focused, just like we've been all season long, completely focused on the next game. The next practice, the next walkthrough, the next lifting session, the next meeting. So we're going to treat this week like we treated the last 17 weeks, just ready to go and putting all the work in this week that's necessary to try to win a game.
Nick, does literally nothing change? You know, because I know you're very consistent with that. You just got to handle what's right in front of you. Does nothing change when it's a postseason game, or does something get tweaked?
Literally nothing changes. You know, if I'm doing something a little bit different, that doesn't mean you don't work to get better and try to, you know, do things differently as far as, you know, some scheme stuff and some things that you were able to study and this and that. That doesn't mean that, but your process through the week stays exactly the same. We'd all be shortchanging this football team if, you know, when the stakes got higher, we did something different, because what did the last couple games mean and all the rest of the games that we played mean? So literally nothing changes. We go into the process and go through the exact same process that we've been going through for the past 17 weeks.
Nick, I know Jalen is still in concussion protocol. With him still in that protocol, does rust worry you if he gets cleared and how he hasn't played for a couple weeks now?
We got so much faith in him and this and the things that he can do, and this is why you practice the way we practice. Practice is highly, very high intensity. I feel like we have a great practice plan, and our guys, go about their business in practice, very game like. And so that's where you work out your kinks or anything that you have, but just being locked in and focused all week, and got a lot of faith in Jalen, as he gets ready to play the football game.
It was a really rough choice you had to make last week. How do you avoid second guessing the Saquon decision, and are you sensing any lingering effects of possibly disappointment that might be carrying over that worry you?
No, we have a lot of conversations. This is why you one of the big important reasons to be a connected football team, and
sure,
and for the head coach to be connected to his players, is so you can have these conversations and be able to have honest conversations of what they're feeling, what I'm feeling, what the right thing to do for them and the football team is, and vice versa of what how they feel that as well. So I have no concerns about that. No regrets about that, and ready to move forward and play Green Bay.
And when you compare week 1 to week 19, what's the biggest? It really is unusual. You get to go all the way back to the beginning to get ready for the beginning of the playoffs. What's the biggest difference in the Packers, and what's the biggest difference in your team?
Yeah, there's been so many football games that have been played. There's been so many different things. But again, as you go through each week, just like I was saying earlier, you go through the same process. Process remains the same. But, you tweak things as you go, as far as, hey, we're pretty good at this, let's do this a little bit more. And then that grows. And hey, we're not quite as good at this, let's pull back on that. And they do the same thing. That doesn't mean that you don't go and watch the tape from the beginning of the year, because we will. You do that from, if you hadn't played an opponent in a year, you'll go back and watch the tape from the year before.
Sure.
If you hadn't played an opponent in 2 years, you'll go back. I mean, I'll go back 3 or 4 years if we hadn't played that opponent in a while. and just to watch that football game. So it's the same thing here, but I just have a lot of respect for this football team. I think Matt LaFleur is a great football coach, and they obviously have done some really great things there. I think he's got some special players that he coaches up well, and him and his staff coach up well. Just a lot of respect. And they've continued to get better. I think both teams are no doubt better than they were, in Brazil in week one. And it'll be a good matchup.
Nick Sirianni with us right now. Nick, you always have to prepare for the possibility of a backup QB getting in there. Do you, with Jordan Love's injury, do you prepare more? Do you spend more time this week than usual on the possibility of the backup getting in there, in this case, Malik Willis?
Yeah, always. You always spend time with that. And, with the uncertainties, you might spend a little bit more time, yeah. That will continue to show itself as the week progresses. But, yeah, you have to prepare for everything. That's what, the preparation is the part where, all the work's done to put yourself in position to win. So, yeah, just like you prepare for, rain, wind, snow, their plan, what the things they do, the things they've shown on tape, they're big time players. You do the same thing here in this situation. So, we'll leave no stone unturned. We'll watch every game. We'll watch all the times Willis has played, and we'll go from there.
Nick, Jake Elliott missed again, and he's now 1 of 7 from 50 yards out or farther. What's the difference this year? He was so money from any distance previously. It feels like the farther the kick this year, the less confidence we as fans have in him. What's the root of that?
I still have so much faith in Jake and in what he's done and how he's been so clutch. I think that, he obviously has some misses. We've had a couple that have been at the end of the half where we've really, which a lot of teams do, you push the line there at the end of the half to, mm-hmm. because it's going to be your last play there. I think one got blocked. So all those things you take into account. But I still feel like if there's nobody else in the league I'd rather have if we're lining up to kick a game-winning kick than Jake Elliott. And, you guys see it on Sunday, and that's very understandable. But, we get to see it Monday through Saturday of the clutch. We practice different things to put them in high-pressure situations during practice. And so you have faith because of what you see Monday through Saturday. In preparation for Sunday.
We as fans, we just worry so much about whether he's physically sound, and then we also worry about his head. When he misses a couple, can he bounce back from that adversity?
I think this guy has the definition of dog mentality. So he's the same guy every single day. I love his mentality. You got to have that mentality as a quarterback. You got to have that mentality as a quarterback, as a defensive back, as a kicker, as a wideout. Every position in football, you have to have that. And those guys that there's a reason he's played for as long as he has in this league, that he has that mental toughness to be able to move on and adjust whatever he needs to adjust after a miss and focus on the task at hand. And I have, again, like I said, have no doubt in his mindset, have no doubt in his ability that he'll be ready to go this weekend.
Nick, the last couple of weeks you saw both of your backup quarterbacks somewhat extensively. Have you made a decision yet on who your designated number two QB will be in the postseason, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKay?
I think the main thing is just I got so much confidence in that entire room. It's a good problem to have. Kenny's played really good when Kenny played. I felt like a really good game against Washington, and then for the first half plus against Dallas to put us in a position that we were winning the game when he came out pretty sound. And then Tanner came in and played the rest of that game really well, and I thought he played a really good game there. And so we have three guys that we feel really good about, which, that there's something to be said about that, and really have a ton of confidence in all three of those guys. And it's been, we're able to see the backups play with Kenny and with Tanner, and they just got some really good reps and some great film out there and kind of showed us what we were expecting, based off our how we see them and view them in practice.
Nick, what's the biggest difference in postseason play compared to regular season play?
You know, again, we're going to try to treat everything the exact same way as far as our preparation. But there's, you know, there's a couple more cameras out there. There's a little bit more, you know, there's going to be more media in our press conferences this week. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a little bit more people on the sideline, a couple more former players on the sideline that, you know, are doing the broadcasting and all the media. And so, again, our job as players and as coaches is to keep it try to keep it as normal as possible. Like, you know, I always compare it to this. Like, you try to keep the same routine, right? And so a basketball player is taught, you know, you get up to the free throw line, and you take a dribble, you breathe in and out, and then you shoot, right? That was my routine, you know. And everybody has their own routine. Some guys are four dribbles, and some guys are two dribbles and a spin.
You were one dribble, that's it?
I wanted to shoot. I wanted to roll.
What's your percentage? What's your free throw percentage?
Not as good as mine.
I was a good free throw shooter. I'm not going to say. I think I was in the low 80s.
Wow.
Of the player.
Holy
cow. You may have to stat check that. That did have a,
that's
I did
impressive.
Have a couple bad games. But I had a couple good games too. But anyway, you keep it all the same. You try to keep it all the same. So if all of a sudden, when things are different, when, you know, whoever's on the sideline, you know, this week or whatever it is, you start doing something different with your routine. You know, you don't do that. Basketball players don't do that. We don't do that. And so there'll be some things that feel different. There is no doubt. Like, you can't hide that. But, you know, our job is to, and my job and my message really this week is going to be keep yourself consistent. You win 14 games and you win the NFC East. You don't kind of gather everybody up and go, okay, here's what we're going to do now. You know, you say, hey, this is what we've done. This is what's worked. Let's go back to the, you know, let's go and get ourselves ready. Because then the preparation is what helps you, you know, put yourself in position to be able to win.
So, Nick, I totally get the be consistent thing. I want to a little flip side, and I'm curious if it resonates with you. Jalen just does not seem to run as much early in the first quarter as he does as the game develops. And I get that. I mean, it's week four of the regular season. It's not as critical as a postseason game. Do you unleash him earlier so that he and your offense can be at its best as early as possible in a do-or-die game?
Yeah, you know, Jalen does so many things well. We'll do whatever we need to do to get a fast start. We'll do whatever we need to do to win this game, and I know he'll do the exact same. And, you know, he does so many things well that, you know, we'll see how the game goes. We'll see how the game goes. But, again, like I said, know it's important to get a fast start. I think we've been better at that since, you know, for the past month and a half of the season. Doesn't mean we started off so slow that I don't think we aren't going to crack the top 10 here, but the push that we've made, has shown some real progress of things we've gotten better at. And again, like I said, we'll do everything we need to do to get a fast start to help us win this football game.
Nick, final thing here. You are in your career 2-0 in home games in the postseason at Lincoln Financial Field. You know, Andy Reid went through it a lot, you know, won a lot of home games at the Link and the Vet. What is it like to coach at home at Lincoln Financial Field in a postseason game? What does that crowd mean to you?
Yeah, like I said, everything's heightened, right? Everything's heightened as far as the atmosphere. And that's a great thing because we have the best fans and the best sports city in the world, in my opinion, and it's going to be rocking. And every time I've felt like every time we played a whole half game, it is rocking in there. And you can, you know, when I really saw that and noticed that, as I remember when we first got here, Coach Gannon was like, "Hey, let me show you the video of us playing the Eagles before the 2017 NFC Championship game." I'm like, "Oh my God, that's unbelievable!" And so that's where my, like, because I had never played a playoff game. I was always in the AFC, so I had never played a playoff game here. And so you saw that atmosphere, and you thought, and you can't help but when we got here in 2021, take yourself to a moment when you're going to be playing home playoff games and think about how special that it's going to be. And then fast forward, you know, to the two games we had in 2022. You know, of how special that atmosphere was. I think, you know, obviously that the biggest game I've ever been a part of in my career as a football coach is that 2022 NFC Championship game, the biggest win, championship game, and the atmosphere and the feeling. So you just have all those, you have all those memories that flood back of the way that the stadium sounded, the atmosphere of our crowd, how loud it was on a third down when they were trying to go to convert it. You know, how rowdy it is when, you know, after you score or after one of their players looks in the stands and they get booed. Like it just all those feelings, you know, it make me feel about all those feelings there of that you get, and just how important our city is, how important our crowd is, to the success of our, you know, of our team. I'm here in this playoff run.
Hey, Nick, the city, the whole region, really, really excited. Good luck to you on Sunday versus the Green Bay Packers, Nick. Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.